Hey, what up, fam? This is Keith, aka the Prenup Pops, and welcome to my new audio blog where we talk the real talk about prenuptial fatherhood. I started this joint for my G's to hold it down for the blended fam on a day-to-day basis, and just need a moment, man, to get recharged and encouraged so you can continue to make it do what it do for your fam. So do me this favor, man, subscribe to all my social media so you can stay up and informed on how to take your fatherhood game to that next level, B. Holla. I'm sure every family has dealt with poor communication issues. When you're in a blended family, communication habits from past relationships can severely hinder the blending process. Moreover, arguments as a cohabitation couple can be quite treacherous. You kind of don't know how far is too damn far until, well, you done gone too damn far. When you're blending the fam without taking those nuptials, it can be very conspicuous. You never know when the next argument or family issue is going to lead to not just breaking up, but somebody moving the hell out. The craziness about cohabitation with someone who doesn't value marriage vows or a marriage contract the same as you do is whether you're married or not, they'll leave your ass with no consequence. So it makes the home environment very contentious when there are controversial issues that arise. And for blended families, there are certain hot topic issues that always lead to somebody's shit getting put out on the curb, for real. That's why communication is so critical and essential to building a safe, blended fam household. So to me, here's the thing. What words mean what? It's so insane to think about how many misunderstandings arise because one person interprets a word or words to mean something different than what was intended. I'm so sick of arguments that start not from saying the right damn thing. I mean, after being together a certain amount of time, you would think that you wouldn't have to explain or define every little statement made in the discussion. I can't tell you how many arguments I've been in that started from having a simple conversation about something so basic. The more I argue with my fiance, the more I realize this shit ain't normal. As a matter of fact, I'm more in the disposition that all this arguing is some bullshit. I'm far from dumb. My lady is pretty bright, so it can't be the words we use per se. One day I was thinking and drinking, trying to figure out why our communication is so toxic. It dawned on me that we have so many unresolved issues that it polarizes our perspective about each other. We talk or argue with each other from our polarized perspectives and not a clear conscience regarding the current issue. And because we rarely resolve current issues, they become embedded in our past perspective, man. I'm learning to hear my fiance's words with a degree of compassion and respect. I say compassion because she deserves to be acknowledged for her effort to truthfully be transparent. She is not a woman that shares her intimate thoughts and feelings. She kind of resembles a dude in her lack of articulation about deep emotional expressions. I am also learning that without respect, there could be no real consideration for the validity of her thoughts and articulations. Though we function in many respects as a married couple, we have to always contend with the fact that we're unhitched. And that fact has a direct influence on how we communicate, especially when it comes to the kids, baby daddies, baby mamas, especially sex, money, you name it. It could be stressful at times, to say the least. But the most important element is the ability to communicate effectively through anything. Despite how much we love each other, our communication is the tool that we have to protect and cultivate the most. Because if our communication is healthy, we can clean any intoxication in our relationship.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Prenup Pops audio blog. If you really dig the blog and want to stay up on the latest and greatest in blended parenting, make sure you subscribe to all my social media. Hey, and I would love to hear from you. Shout me out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Hey, just remember this. Where there's no struggle, there can be no progress. Keep it focused and keep it tight. Holla.